Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Yeah, imagine that sound in your eardrum, and that's certainly what the firefighters are seeing, feeling, and hearing. And yes, they've been trained and they know those sounds, but how about the people that they're desperately trying to evacuate? It has been a rough couple of weeks. Certainly it's been rough in the sense of the loss of human life and the amount of acreage in California, in Washington, the smog around Seattle, ridiculous. Portland, the worst on the day, on Wednesday, and it just keeps alternating between several of those places, and it's the fires that have been given these names that they're trying to put out as quickly as they can, but this is not a process that's going quickly. It's one that's taking a long time, frankly, and it's not for lack of incredible effort on the front of the firefighters. And then the wall of water that smashed into Pensacola, where it was like a floating city, and not just Pensacola, but some other surrounding areas as well. The storm surge, incredible white caps, though, in downtown Pensacola, Florida, rather. Just insane. Kate Delaney, and here we are as we get ready to roll into another weekend and the conversation over my fence and your fence, if we were talking, because that's how this show rolls, about what affects you and what affects me and what we think is important. We've got an election coming up. We have choices to make, and we have choices in our own life to make when it comes to our survival, our economic states that we can't always control. I know some incredible people that have sacrificed a lot to do what they do, and through no fault of their own, they're being dumped from companies because workforce is shrinking in some occupations that we've been forced to reimagine and really reinvent our lives. But the good news is that a lot of people are reaching out and helping each other. So while we still deal with the coronavirus and we wonder about the validity of hearing, oh, the vaccine is just around the corner. There is an answer to this and it's here sooner rather than later. And the tug of war between science and politics that is just incredible and just seems to get worse is every man for himself in that sense of what are you taking out of this and what do you think is where you should be paying attention. So deaths in the United States, 196,000, we're very close to that 200,000 mark. 6.64 million cases worldwide, 939 deaths. 20.2 million have recovered, thank goodness, and worldwide total cases, 29.8 million. What happened to 2020? It is disappearing. It is almost in our rearview mirror. Here we are heading into the fall and in the last quarter of what is this game of life in a very strange year, waiting to see what's going to happen in 2021. I can tell you this, I can almost guarantee when people make resolutions or wishes, when the proverbial ball drops on Times Square, because who knows, or whatever your New Year's tradition is, I have a feeling I could probably predict what 85% of you will wish for. The people in Pensacola, as they watch where, you know, there's still 20-plus people missing because some of these historic fires and the battle to save so many areas. The people in Pensacola that I mentioned right at the top have the opposite problem. It's about now drying off because Hurricane Sally came ashore and at least one person died, they think more, but 30 inches of rain. So there was really, truly that widespread flooding that so many people fear because it's not a little flood. It's not a medium flood. No, it's a catastrophic flood. And what does that mean is how I described it, white caps in the middle of a city. And you see down trees and debris and boats that are just looking like some kid tossed them into a tub. But no, these are real big boats, like barges, that are loose, that are flying down the street and end up on golf courses or end up in parking lots. Seriously, that's what it was. So Sally is the eighth named storm to hit landfall in the continental U.S. this year, the most through September 16th in recorded history. So let me emphasize that. You take something away from this show. Here's your fact, and this is fact. The eighth storm, and it is the most, the storm, the most through September 16th in recorded history. That's how many. Crazy. So more than 500,000 homes and businesses just starting to get some power back in Alabama, Florida, and Louisiana. They're, you know, fingers crossed, more are coming on board, but a lot of poles were torn down. So there were people that still find themselves in that situation of being in an outage and, you know, going to bed with flashlights, et cetera, and hoping that the next day brings that energy that that we are so dependent on. And this storm surge was, you know, just crazy. Sections of Alabama's Gulf State Park Pier were destroyed, and you could see just large sections of structure gone. And the scenes that to me really showed it, I think, was when you looked at what people were posting on social media, because they were there with their cell phones or whatever, getting things at the moment, taking photographs at the moment. And, of course, the Weather Channel had people all over the place, and we were getting updates. You know, now it's no joke. It used to be Dan Rather one time said, you know, it was a storm that helped move him up to a network level, even bigger in a network level's eye. And now it's so commonplace to see weather people being tossed around, especially this year, in front of a mic, in front of a scene somewhere where the water is pretty high or the winds are super, super high. And this was really about the water more than I think anything else. It was phenomenal, sadly, in the wrong way. And drone photos really, 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 really showed that. We got coming up here on the show a very big mic drop moment. I think a real shocker to people who did not think that this was going to happen with everything that we're dealing with. And I'll give you a hint, and the need to chill and watch something that was like our blanket to us when we were kids is coming back. I'll explain. Mic drop on the flip side.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
In my mind, on Lincoln. And Lincoln often gets quoted, misquoted, etc., but so many look to Lincoln, especially Republicans, and this year we're hearing a lot about Lincoln, so listen to what he has to say, and he's got a fabulous book about it too, as well as we are thick in the political season. We are knee-deep into it, as they say, less than 50 days to go before our November 3rd elections, which are important in many places as to who's representing you in Washington, and of course the presidential race. Joe Biden and Donald Trump swear off on the 29th. Chris Wallace is the host of that on Fox. That's the first one of three. Can't wait to see what that's like, because there's so many serious things that are facing Americans. And I wonder what that dance will be and what Wallace will serve up as far as his questions and keeping people on track. All right, so mic drop moments. I want to stay on track. Follow this timeline with me, if you will. So think about the summertime and think about, you know, how big that is gearing up for college football. So the Big Ten announced a 10-game schedule initially. There was going to be 10 games. That's what they were going to do. This is how they were dealing with the coronavirus. And then the mid-August, the Big Ten presidents and chancellors voted to postpone all fall sports, including football. Then Nebraska was one of the first teams to walk back some comments that were made by the head coach of the Cornhuskers, Scott Frost. Because Frost had told reporters that the only reason his team would look at other options was if the Big Ten wasn't playing and a handful of teams from the Big Ten wanted to try to play. He said, I think we're prepared to look at all the options the University of Nebraska-Lincoln as a fully committed member of the Big Ten Conference. Then you had parents who were enraged, and they spoke out about the decision to postpone the season, the letters bombarding the various teams. Then you had Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields, who came up with a petition to restart the season, tweeted it, talked about it, got the signatures, over 302,000 future politicians. Then the Penn State athletic director said she doesn't want to see the Big Ten reversing course. There's a lot of frustration that definitely was happening. Parents of Big Ten players protested outside the Big Ten headquarters, and they sent an open letter to the Big Ten. You had 8 Nebraska football players who sued the conference. Then you had the president holding a phone call to talk about why this decision, the head of the Big Ten. Then you had Michigan parents protesting along with the coach, Jim Harbaugh. Then you had politicians from 6 states ask the Big Ten to reconsider their decision. Then you had the Nebraska Attorney General, Doug Peterson, questioning the legality of a postponement. So you get it. There were so many things that went into this, what then became a seesaw. And so guess what happened? On the 16th of September, Christmas came early. The Big Ten announced that they're going to begin the season starting the weekend of October 23rd and 24th. Can I hear a mic drop? Yeah. Wow. Shocking. But that's what they decided. I mean, rapidly changing. They're doing the testing. And they're testing on all 14 campuses. With the return to play, the conference is adopting some medical protocols, daily antigen testing, enhanced cardiac screening, and enhanced data-driven approach, they say, when making decisions about practice and competition. So, wow. Not what I expected to see, because they had dug their heels in. They were doing it, figured other teams, other conferences would follow suit. And they didn't get very many takers, and that was part of it. And I think the pressure as well to continue to play, and especially in looking at pro sports, what was happening, why couldn't they do that in college sports, but especially why couldn't they do that in college of football? So there you go. It is back. It is back. What's happening with the airlines and transportation? You know, sometimes you would see alums that would fly games. Will some of the alums fly to the games? Of course they will. But I read an interesting story about what's happening in the air. And one of the things that is being talked about that you'll notice with flight is that like a box, flock of birds, rather, who figure out the aerodynamics of how to save their energy in flight, there is a formation to how they fly, right? So what's interesting is now planes are, they're talking about some of the planes doing the same thing. The calculations of a flight, I don't think they'll ever be able to match it completely, but they're talking about the formations of flights and how you'll see that passenger jets could soon be kind of flying in formation. And what would that look like? It would be at that giant Z formation, as to the birds, like I was saying. And it would mean you would save maybe up to 10% fuel on long trips. There would be significant emission reductions. There would be collaboration with airlines, air traffic controllers, and all the regulations. So I'll be curious if that helps with using the air upwash to lift a follower kind of aircraft. And that's the theory. And there have been a lot of demonstrations. There are lots of conversations about making this a reality. There's test flights that are happening to the quality of the aerodynamic efficiencies while developing in-flight operational procedures. And I don't know, how do you feel about that? Flying in a V pattern, you look over and you see, oh, there's planes here, there's planes there. We're all in the same formation. That's pretty cool. I say if it's, you know, if you're saving fuel and there are other things that are benefits to it, of course, why not? If it's a real possibility, there's still a lot of different testing that has to be done, of course. But I like the idea of it. I do. I like the idea of it. That's what you call, again, reimagining. It's that critical thinking. Okay, what can we do? How can we save on fuel? What can we do for the passengers? What can we do for the airline? And a lot of different airlines got together and really addressed it, addressed the possibilities, and came up with that idea. And I, you know, to me, the first thing that I think of is the Blue Angels. Oh, I mean, all in formation. But flying in formation is different than, trick flying and flying upside down and all the things with the Flying Angels, which are spectacular, but that's all about showmanship, and it's not about that when we're talking about flying a certain way. So while the decision to fly a certain way, except for Air Force One, which will take over the airspace wherever they want to go, it's a whole different thing. I mentioned the debates on the 29th, and I'm curious as to the direction the debates will take with Joe Biden and Donald Trump. What he's been saying during the pandemic and what Biden has been saying during the pandemic, I think will be very, very big and play into some decisions maybe, or last minute decisions. I think by now, I've said this, most of us have our minds made up, but there may be in this battleground states, which is why they're so important, there may actually be some who are not decided, who are not decided on what they're going to do. And they're looking for, you know, they're looking for the sure thing. And what sure thing is there? There is no sure thing. Or, trust me, I would have taken it, I would have had it, whatever. There's no 100%. It's the spin, it's the take on the vaccine and when it's going to be ready. It's how safe people feel. So it's pretty interesting to watch the development of this vaccine and to see where that goes. All right, we're talking about Lincoln coming up with one of my favorite dudes, Joseph Arruda. You don't want to miss it. She wears a button.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is asking Senate Republicans to not rush through a nominee to fill a seat on the Supreme Court before the election.
I appeal to those few Senate Republicans, a handful who really will decide what happens. Please follow your conscience.
Republican Missouri Senator Roy Blunt on CBS.
It takes two things to replace a Supreme Court judge. One is the president has to nominate, and two is the Senate has to determine that they want to deal with that issue at that time.
There's growing concerns that Tropical Storm Beta could bring heavy rain to an already storm-weary Gulf Coast. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner.
They're saying 6 to 10 inches inwardly in the city of Houston. Along the coast, they're saying it could be as much as 20 inches.
This is USA Radio News. After the passing of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, protesters gathered outside the home of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in Louisville, Kentucky. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
At least one protester was arrested after a group of about 100 people gathered outside the Kentucky home of Republican Senator Mitch McConnell. The Senate Majority Leader is the key in determining whether a nominee appointed by President Trump will succeed the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court before Election Day. The crowd chanted, "Ruth sent us," and "No ethics, no shame." In addition to the impending battle over the court vacancy, McConnell, a member of the Senate since 1985, also faces a re-election fight on Kentucky's November ballot. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I'm such a huge fan of Abraham Lincoln's. I can't even imagine tackling his story, but someone who's done it so beautifully in this book is fantastic is Joseph Rota. He's in our virtual green room right now, and he's written a book called Abraham Lincoln, Making a Case, The Story of a Master. Joe, thanks so much for coming on.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for the invitation.
So what made you write this book? Why'd you write the book?
It was really to share what I had come to learn in my own research of Lincoln's ability to persuade in speeches and on paper. I began this project as a result of giving seminars to lawyers and laypeople, and was constantly met with suggestions that I should write this. And so I did. As the research for it became greater, the notes expanded, it kind of lent itself to the format that was ultimately chosen. But I found that most people, like myself, before I began this research, were not aware, even lawyers were not aware, for example, of how good he was in the courtroom before he turned to politics.
And so, you know, you talk about, you already mentioned the word persuasion. What made him so good at persuasion?
It was a combination of things. His personality, his intellect, and his credibility, and then his masterful use of clarity, fact, logic, and emotion.
So tell us about personality, because I think people don't know a lot about Lincoln's personality.
He loved to speak. He used to say he drew energy from it. He could try a case all day and then go give a lecture for 3 or 4 hours the same night. He also wanted recognition. He was very ambitious, and politics was the fastest way to recognition in his day. And he was a perfectionist and willing to spend the time in research, analysis, and drafting to make his speeches good. And finally, he had an ear for rhythm in speech, which lent further power to his speeches and to his writings.
Boy, yeah, I would agree with that after going back and looking at some of his work. What would you say were, when you look at the speeches that he gave, were his two biggest speeches that people remember and really show how he was at persuasion and the gift of how he weaved his words?
Probably the Gettysburg Address and his second inaugural address, the two speeches of his that are etched into his monument in Washington. The Gettysburg Address, and both of them were short. We think of Lincoln sometimes with his three-hour speeches, which was common in that day for orators. But these two were very short, 200 words for Gettysburg and just a little over 700 for the second inaugural.
Wow. And, you know, you talk about how he loved to speak. You talk about his intellect. And the thing that so many of us remember, we learned it when we were kids. This is one thing we learned for sure. His nickname, Honest Abe. Why did he have such credibility?
He believed that if you were going to persuade someone, he said, you must first make him think you are his friend. And he conveyed that in many ways. He conveyed sincerity. He conveyed goodwill and good humor, often responding to a nasty comment by one of his opponents with a joke, one of the many that he stored for the proper occasion. He also conceded points that were true or not essential to his case, which lent credibility then to the points that he did emphasize very strongly.
Yeah, and he knew how to emphasize them for sure. We're speaking with Joe Rota, Abraham Lincoln Making a Case, the Story of a Master. You can pick it up on Amazon. We're in the era of fact-checking. You know, we're always fact-checking politicians, and then we have fake news versus fact. And you say that Lincoln was a stickler for fact. Tell us
absolutely
about that.
Absolutely. His youngest partner, after his death, said that Lincoln would not speak about anything until he could learn as much as possible about it. When he became president, for example, he recognized he had no military background to speak of, and he became the single biggest borrower from the Library of Congress. And the texts that he was taking out were military ones. But whether it be an issue in his cases as a lawyer or an issue in politics, he researched things to get the facts. And then once he had them, he emphasized them. He emphasized that a statement he had just made was not his opinion but a fact. And then he challenged his opponents to meet his facts with contrary, true facts, and he pounced when the opponent could not do so. It was, in many ways, his tremendous command of facts that so impressed the audiences that heard him. They would see him for the first time, and he was gangly, awkward, looked like anything but a statesman. And then he would come out with this beautiful, magnificently arranged array of fact after fact after fact. It was said that by the time he finished his rendition of facts, his argument had already been made. It also said that for the first 30 minutes of one of his speeches, as he laid out his facts, all his opponent could do was sit there and nod yes.
Because they were stunned. They had no response back to that. Boy, and that illustrates it. So you look at Lincoln, and often politicians hearken back to Lincoln for a reason. How do you think Lincoln would do today?
I think he would do very well. He was a very intelligent person. He used to deprecate his intelligence, saying that his mind was like steel or a hard rock, very difficult to get anything etched into it, and then once in it, very difficult, almost impossible to get it out. But in fact, he had a first-rate mind. This is a man who had less than a year of formal schooling, and that only in backwards rural one-room schoolhouses. He was self-taught on persuasion. This was the era for example, of oratory. It was the era begun by Daniel Webster, Henry Clay, John Calhoun. Orators were celebrities, and because of that, every good school taught oratory and rhetoric. And yet, in this mix, with so many talented orators surrounding him, this one man with no formal education in oratory and virtually no formal education at all rose ultimately above everybody to the highest office in the land. He was very adaptive as a politician. There was no shrewder politician in his day. And I think that without question, he would do very well. While he gave long speeches, he also, as I mentioned, gave short ones very effectively. I cannot imagine anybody being better at a soundbite than the person who authored the statement that the world will not long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. Or with malice towards all, with malice towards none, charity for all. The author of that would do very well on TV, in debates, you name it.
Well, I agree with that, and you're right, because he has those, you know what he would do? He would do so well with hashtags, because everybody would be repeating what he said, and we see that often that still does happen. How does your book, Joe, differ from other books on Lincoln that have been written out there?
Well, biographies of Lincoln mention, of course, his famous speeches and writings, but they do so packaged in with hundreds of pages on the other aspects of his truly fascinating life, and it was truly fascinating. He was Shakespeare in the 19th century. My book focuses on one thing only, his ability to persuade and its importance in his life. And while other books on Lincoln or articles look at a given speech or writing of his, I look at all his important speeches and writings. And while other books look at what made him so good, mine looks at those features, such as credibility, clarity, and the rest, in greater detail than I have found in other resources on him.
And Joe's book again, Abraham Lincoln, Making a Case, The Story of a Master. And you can find it again, Joseph Rota. Look there. It's easy to look it up on Amazon. Who do you think would love this book? I think anyone could use this book, frankly. But for whom do you think this book would be of interest?
Well, certainly anyone who seeks to persuade. And I'm not just speaking of lawyers such as myself, but anyone, salespeople, politicians, whatever. But also, I think any of the thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions of Lincoln fans, this book gives a slice of his life in detail that was all important. And indeed, we remember Lincoln for many things, but without his ability to persuade, we would remember him for nothing. We would never have heard of him. It was this talent, and only that talent, that propelled him from a local out-of-office politician with no apparent future for anything to the highest office in the land and the place in history that he has.
Well, again, it's so interesting to read this book, and you just summed up the reasons why. Just quickly, 30 seconds left. Joe, was it fun writing this?
Very much fun. Yes, I enjoyed the evolution of it. There were times when I wondered, would I really get it into a book form? But it was, I learned so much about him and so much more impressive than when I began.
Perfect place to end this. Abraham Lincoln, Making a Case, The Story of a Master. Joe Rota, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Kate.
Abraham Lincoln, I would like to go back in time and be your wife, not because I'd be the first lady, but because I think you're charming.
Drinks.
supertea.com. Powdy Arco tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Netflix is doing everything it can to get an avalanche of cancellations. There's a hashtag that's flying around that says cancel Netflix. And why is that? It's because of Cuties. And what is Cuties? Well, Cuties has a scene in it that really sexualizes children. 11-year-old girls we're talking about who are twerking, who are dancing. And it sparked an avalanche of controversy due to even the posters that are being used by Netflix to promote the movie Cuties. So there is a big call for a boycott of Netflix. Joining us now is Andy Berger, JD, a founder of Voices Against Trafficking. We've had her on before to talk about human trafficking and what's happening and how sad it is across the nation. And she's done some wonderful work in helping so many people. Andy, when you first heard about Cuties, what was your reaction?
It was absolutely revolting, Kate. I just have to tell you that it made not only myself sick, but my husband, to think that anyone would pose and manipulate young girls, 10, 11, 12 years old, you know, in a movie such as this. I have to wonder what the parents were thinking, you know, and what the people that were involved were thinking. But clearly, you know, money and influence are the motivating goals of Netflix in this one.
Yeah, do you think they can do anything to help their image with this? I mean, what could they do to clean up what has truly become a mess with it?
Wow, that's a big question. But the first thing would be to take the movie off completely. But really, I don't know if they can come back from this because now people are going to be watching them. They've lost, I think the numbers were upwards of 700,000 subscriptions and growing. So people are upset. People who have not only their own daughters, but, I mean, basically, it's child porn when you think about it. If anybody else had that on their home computer and were found out, they'd be arrested. So why is Netflix getting away with it?
Yeah, and I mean, this has been something you've worked your whole life in fighting against this, and you're doing everything you can to call to action anything to end human trafficking. I mean, certainly. And you're a survivor of abuse. You know what this is like. And how damaging is this to show this and plant that out there into our society?
At this point, since we don't know how many viewers, it's going to be hard to tell how many more pedophiles, how many more traffickers we're going to get out of this, because this movie whets the appetite of people with depraved nature and with a goal to sell children, which happens in this country, whether people want to acknowledge it or not, doesn't make it untrue. And we know that every 40 seconds in this country, Kate, a child is abducted, and out of those who are abducted, at least one will be taken into child trafficking. That's over 60,000 kids in this country, conservatively. So now you add this, because the audience is not children. The audience is who? The audience is adults to watch this movie.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, for people listening, living, for me, our satellite facilities in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and we just had a huge story about two guys who were trying to pull girls off the street. They were circling around a high school, and they were trying to offer rides, and that's exactly what they were trying to do. They were trying to kidnap some of these girls. So it happens in these suburban areas. I mean, I think that's what people don't understand, the disconnect. I mean, this is just happening in economically depraved areas. It's happening in your neighborhoods, believe it or not, right?
Absolutely. In fact, a few years back, before it became such a national issue, the profile was a white male, 35 to 45 years old, in a gated community with his own family as the main, you know, organizer, trafficker, you know, with his network of other traffickers. Now it's gone down. It's more like 25 to 35. But you're right. People who feel that, oh, and not in our neighborhood, or it's too good of a neighborhood, that's exactly the kind of neighborhood that this kind of thing can happen in. And one story is very quickly, we had a 16-year-old girl that was targeted at her high school, prep school, both parents professional, nice house. She had a younger sister. The predator targeted her from the parking lot of the high school, approached her, shoved a burner phone in her pocket and said, if you don't answer this, I will kill your family, starting with your little sister. So what is the 16-year-old going to do? She's terrified. Took 3 years before the parents figured out what was going on with her extracurricular activities, which they thought were school, okay? Because the predator actually showed up at the house when the little sister got home. The big sister comes home, sees this, and knows that he will kill her family.
Wow. Oh, that is so, so scary. How can people find you, Andy?
They can find me at voicesagainsttrafficking.com. Voicesagainsttrafficking.com is launching an Add Your Voice campaign. Kate, we want to get a million people on our roster. When they go to that site, they just click join. They can email and say, add my voice, Jane Doe or John Doe. Because with a million voices, it's hard for anybody to not listen to the things that need to get done, whether it's legislative, whether it's education, whether it's mental health services, or, you know, more proactive prosecution of predators. So voicesagainsttrafficking.com has information, and they can also contact me through that site.
All right, Andy, as always, thank you so much for what you do and speaking out and being here on the show with us. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
All right, so picking up on that thread, too, again, of what's happening with Netflix, if you have no idea, I mentioned it, Cuties is this movie, and a scene from the movie went viral, which is playing right into the hands of the creepy folks that are out there that are looking to do nefarious things, sadly, to children. And that's why I mentioned the trend on Twitter of the hashtag cancel Netflix. The movie is about a group of 11-year-old girls who form a twerking dance group. And it's sparked that controversy. Of course it has, because of the scene that went viral and because of that poster that is out there that was used by Netflix to promote the movie. So, you know, it shows the girls dancing in a definite sexualized manner for an audience of adults, and it's led to those calls for boycotts. And you think of it, I mean, critics are accusing Netflix of publishing, and I agree with him, softcore child pornography, and say the movie was even worse than previously expected. And think of pedophilia and playing into pedophilia. So if you look at that hashtag and you go anywhere, you know, and look this up, you'll see it, where, you know, this needs to be taken off the air. It's just disappointing. To me, it's disappointing to the number of people that are defending it. I'm all for freedom of expression and arts and et cetera, but you're enabling pedophilia. If you see this, it really does, and it's scary. And because I've just seen this happen in my own area, and I can't imagine if you're the mother of a young girl and you're somewhere just trying to get them educated. And I know a lot of people are home because of the pandemic, but many are going back to school, and you have people circling these high schools and middle schools and elementary schools and looking to exploit young girls and the vulnerability there. Wow. Encouraging that to me is so outrageous. I mean, come on. You know that, right? You're out there and you have grown daughters, you have granddaughters, you have nieces, and this is just, it's just very, very sad. And I am a big fan of Netflix normally, and I am also adding my voice to being incredibly disappointed by this. And it's in telling a story, there are ways to tell a story, right? And in this is so explicit, seriously. The shots of these girls are unbelievable. So saying twerking is putting it mildly. I'm being nice. There's more than twerking that is happening here in what you're seeing. And this isn't a movie. I mean, this isn't a movie that's encouraging the opposite of what we want to see happen. I mean, you could say, and people who are defending it are saying, well, it's a social commentary against the sexualization of young children. But I don't think so. I think that this is the opposite of that, that it is it's pushing it out there, especially why does this scene go viral? So add your voice to that list. I mean, who wants to see that? So let's clean it up. Absolutely. And thank you for listening to this version of the show. Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.